Welcome to my shit talking podcast. My name is Brittany. This is the first episode that I am doing. I just thought that I might explore doing different things. I also have a blog, which I'll be sharing at the end. I'll be sharing my Instagram, my Facebook, and other things like that. The point of the whole podcast really is just to talk about different topics, not necessarily things that people always talk about day to day. But I do have the tendency to ask strangers or even my coworkers. We always have debates and stuff like that on different topics, talking about whether, you know, about gay shit, straight shit, spiritual stuff, you know, anything. COVID-19 is going on right now and it's a huge, huge, huge topic. But, you know, I like to make sure that if I was to elaborate on any type of subject, I would make sure that I have facts. So I am a big conspiracy theorist. I like to think outside the box. I never think that things are straight lines. So I don't necessarily discuss conspiracy theories just because I don't like to give out misinformation. But however, I will share my opinion on some things. So, but I don't really have any types of, let's see. Well, just to tell you about me, I'm from Gulfport, Mississippi. I live in Huntsville, Alabama. I'm a Southern girl, but I hate the South. I really hate the South. I want to move north so bad, which is in the progress. I'm in the process of doing that, and so I'm excited about it. I work at a loan company currently. I have different things and projects that I just started on, including this podcast, and I want to start a makeup line. So I wanted to start a makeup. I'm not going to broadcast the name or anything. It's not copywritten or anything yet, and I'm going to get the copyrights to it, if that's how you put it, and try to get more education and stuff on it. So I definitely would like some advice on that. So if anybody have any type of advice on, you know, steps that you take to maybe start a cosmetic line. I don't necessarily want to make a product. I love to wear makeup. I like to do makeup, but I don't know what makeup is entirely made of. I know the basic ingredients and stuff like that, but I'm not sure, what makes it a good product to where it's sold like MAC or something to where it's sold like NYX, you know. But I mean, I love all that, you know, I love all makeup, whether it's cheap, whether it's expensive. I am a cheap person, I won't lie, but you know, stuff like that. I do, I've always wanted to do makeup tutorials, but I'm just not that good personally to go on there. I've seen dozens and dozens of girls, even males, makeup tutorials, and they are awesome, and I think I'll just leave that kind of stuff to them. So, but yeah, let's get into the topic. Okay, so I asked my coworker if he believes, and I have two coworkers, two guys, and it's only three of us that work in the office, so we talk about all kinds of stuff. We talked about gay men basically being able to be labeled free, or I would say fluid, the way that women are amongst society. If that makes sense, let me put it a different way. Let me just tell you the question that I asked him. I said, so if you have a guy who, and I explained the whole life, I explained his whole life from childhood to the grave, okay? So you have a boy who grows up, you know, he likes girls, whatever, and say he graduates from high school, he goes to college, and he has his first experience with a guy, okay? Whether it's, you know, oral, anal, whatever. So they have this experience, and he decides after that experience that it's not for him. So, you know, after that, he meets a girl, you know, he dates and stuff like that, but he meets the girl of his dreams, the love of his life. They get married, they have children, you know, it's 20 plus years later, they're still married, they, you know, he's faithful, you know, he's a very, very, very stable guy, faithful and everything like that. So you know, they get old together and, you know, they live happily forever after, meaning till death do them part. Now, my question to them was, because that man had that experience in college with the guy, and, you know, you know the timeline of his relationship and his marriage with his wife, and their answer, I asked them if they think that that guy is still gay. would they say he's still a gay man? Was he even ever a gay man? And their answer was yes. Now, I don't agree with it. And I don't agree with it for many, many, many reasons. And my number one reason is double standards. I asked them if it was a female, would it be the same way? And they said no. And it's like, y'all clearly have a double standard here. You know, why do you think it's okay to have a double standard? Now, I wasn't trying to change their opinion. I'm not trying to make them, you know what I'm saying, think of it, you know, look at it. I'm not trying to get them to believe anything else, but I'm trying to get them to look at it from a different perspective. You know what I'm saying? So I asked them if they, you know, why did they feel that way? And they just said that they feel that once a man has any type of sexual relations with another man, then he is automatically, you know, this is what he thinks about, is what he wants, and it doesn't change. As if they've experienced it, and that's, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, how could you know what this person is going through if you've never lived a homosexual lifestyle or had a homosexual experience? So I just left it alone after we discussed and debated about it for a few hours. So my next question to them was, say you have three friends or even just one or two, and they're guys. Y'all grew up together. Y'all had each other's back like four flats on a Cadillac. Y'all was just all of that in a bag of chips. Y'all was buddies. Y'all was best friends. Your homies. Your niggas. Whatever. So you have that type of bond with these men. And say a couple, let's say about 15 years later, after college and everything. And your homie comes to you and say, you know, it's something that I wanted to tell you guys. You know, I've discovered that I'm a gay man. So I asked them, if you have a friend that comes to you and says that they are a gay man, would you still go like hang out with them in public? If they said, hey, I also made some friends that are kind of, you know, they're just like me. They like men too. And it's just, you know, it's Jake and Earl, and we was going to go bowling, you know, like we always do. Want to know if y'all want to come. And I asked them if they would go bowling with their friend who just came out of the closet. You know what the answer was? The answer was hell no. And I was just so mind blown. I knew that these type of biases or these type of opinions or these type of realities exist. I knew that they exist. And I just never had the opportunity to really talk to someone who had these type of perspectives or these type of feelings or these type of biased behaviors or biased thoughts or biased beliefs. So I asked them why wouldn't they, and they said they feel like they didn't want to be associated with it because they feel that if they go out and they're associated with gay men, then people will assume that they are gay. If you go out with a bunch of drug dealers, people are going to also assume that, you know, stigmatize you and say that you're also a drug dealer, you know. But I feel that those cases are very much so different. We're talking about real people where their sexual identity has nothing to do with who they are, like who they are as far as relationships that they build outside of the relationship that they build with the same sex or even with heterosexual couples. So I told him that, I said, so would not go hang out with them at all? Like that, he's no longer your hangout buddy. Y'all don't hang out anymore. And they said that they would hang out, but it'll be early in the morning, maybe like morning time at the bowling alley, they would go. They would always bring their wives. And I'm like, so what does the wife have to do with it? What significance would they have to change any type of vibe? You know, and it's crazy how some straight men just think that maybe, you know, that the guy would want them, that because he's coming to hang out, that he wants to be. It's like, y'all have been friends for 15 plus years. So he knows you. He knows what lifestyle that he was trying to live with you. So why does he want to convert you when he know that that's, you know, it's something that he discovered about himself, not as a group? So he said that they would do that because it just would kind of basically make them feel at ease mentally that nobody is thinking that they are gay as well. And so I thought it was just insane. So I thought on that for a while, and I just knew that I wanted to discuss it. I wanted to share it, and I would love you guys' opinion. I don't have anything against people who have an opinion about a certain group of people. I don't have anything against anybody who have biased behaviors or thoughts. People have unconscious biased behaviors and thoughts, and so do I. You know, everybody does, and I feel that, you know, some people are aware of it and some people aren't. And I think that sometimes when you talk about things, some people can become more aware of them and they can also change them, because sometimes those biases are, you know, unhealthy. And it could be unhealthy to people that you love. It could be unhealthy for people that you work with, that you go around. You could just be a better functioning person with different people on a whole nother level of just respect. And that's what it's all about with me, is respect. I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying, disrespect you in any way. But I also want people to honor their relationships that they build with people. You have a friend that you've been friends with for 15, 20 years. And maybe they get a divorce from somebody that you was also close to, and you know, y'all still friends or whatever, or they had a drug addiction and they struggled, they went to rehab, you was with them, you held their hand or whatever. And I feel like if you're going to support them when they in their downtime, then why not support them in their good time? Which coming out and going through that type of struggle is a hard thing for someone to do, to be real with themselves. And it's not only just sometimes a sad, rough patch that you have to go through with their family and friends and society and the world at large, but it's also a glorious time for them because they're feeling like they're getting free mentally. They don't have to pretend. They're being real with themselves. And if you ever had some type of thing that you were lying to yourself about, and then you realize that, you know what, I'm going to break free from it and I'm going to be honest with myself about it. And when you decide to be honest with yourself about it, it's easier to deal with. It's easier to kind of decide if you want it or not, all kinds of things. So I'm not here to be an advocate for the LGBTQ plus community. You know, I'm not trying to be anything like that. I basically want people to love each other. I desire that people would love each other and respect each other. I just think that being negative or those types of things, or tearing your relationships down with people who got your back, who may be a gay man and you're his straight best friend, who would go and bail you out of jail, put their freaking house up, all kind of stuff. They'll fight for you. They'll take a bullet for you. You just got those type of friendships where they will just be there for you, and you throw it away because their sexuality isn't exactly what it was or to your liking. And I just feel that that's bullshit. I honestly do. But I don't knock a person. I don't hate a person for, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what to call it by me saying that I think it's bullshit. Yeah, I think it's bullshit. But to that person who feels that way, I'm not saying that, you know what, I don't like you as a person because you feel that way. That's not the case. I feel like everybody has their own experiences, their own perspectives. And I'm not saying that you're disrespectful to them either. I'm not also saying that you disrespect people that you might look at a little bit different and maybe keep your distance sometimes when it comes to certain things. I'm not saying you're a bad person for that. Everybody has their reasons of why they do certain things. But I just feel, and it, you know, just be respectful, period. You know, be respectful. So, I try to keep these, I wanted to keep my podcast at about 20 minutes, per episode. I want to build up viewers. I'm trying to build up, followers on Instagram to be able to share this. And it's kind of hard because I don't really know how to connect with people on Instagram. Facebook is easy. Instagram is not so easy. So I've tried to post different questions and stuff like that. I always try to, I got a Twitter account also, but my Instagram is Brittany Carter, but it's, my name is Brittany Carter. You can just search me, but it's Brittany, Brittnaycarter. I don't know my Twitter account. Weird, but I think it's Brittany A-L, Britt Brett A-L. I'll definitely say it on my next episode. My Facebook, of course, is Brittany Carter. I didn't mention my age. I'm 28 years old. I am an African-American woman, proudly Black, but I love all people of any shape, any size, any color. All I like to do is spread love and show respect to people, and I think that's just the thing that will make the world so much better if we did that. Okay, so my next, I don't really necessarily have topics. I kind of just go with the flow of things, and things that I think about or things that are just kind of relevant at the time. TV shows. I love watching TV. I am a binge watching freaking girl. And I actually love, I'm not a big fan of Netflix. The last show that I watched on Netflix was Sex Education. I love that show. That's the only show that I really go back and watch. Mindhunters was an excellent show. I only went back to watch that, but they're so spaced out that I very seldom get on to watch. But Hulu is really hitting, and I actually use the add-on premiums like HBO and Showtime, so Hulu is really good. And I go on Hulu and I mostly watch, of course, The Handmaid's Tales is hitting. They have the Law and Order episodes on there. This Is Us is my show. It is a show you have to watch. This Is Us on Hulu. Make sure you start it at season 1, episode 1. If you have not seen that show, it's not just a tearjerker, but it will definitely see, you can relate to it about your family and different things like that. It's just a whole different level of love, connections, and how things happen, how life happens. It's a really beautiful show, well put together, well written. Another show that I really like, I was a fan of Game of Thrones. I was a fan of Game of Thrones until the last season, but we're not gonna go into any details with that because we all know what happened, and it sucked ass. Let's see, what else? Another show that I love is The L Word. I'm so glad it came back. It came back in 2019 in December. It was a show that was on for, I think, about, it was 6 seasons, so about 6 years on Showtime. It came back, and I think that season 2 is going to be freaking awesome. It's called The L Word Generation Q. It's really good. Let's see, what else? I love music. I listen to pretty much anything. And I mean anything. I got a coworker who just started working with me, and we was kind of comparing our playlists, and he was just like, "Man, you love the same thing that I love." And surprisingly, you know, he likes Taylor Swift. Now, I'm not saying that guys don't like Taylor Swift, but he like Taylor Swift. So I was like really excited, you know, and we definitely listen to different kind of stuff together at work when we're trying to, you know, concentrate and stuff like that. So I'm really grateful for him. He's a really cool dude. And he sold me his PlayStation 4. I love playing video games. Ever since I got the game, I've beat the Star Wars Battlefront 2 and Uncharted 4, which was awesome. It was good. Call of Duty Warfare, Modern Warfare, I didn't get into it. I used to love Call of Duty. I don't know if maybe it was something that I liked to play in my younger days and would just be on it like long periods of time, but it's not for me anymore. My relationship status, I am currently single, and not by force, but by choice. I feel like this is a good time for me to focus on things. Now, I do have friends. I talk to different people. You know, I can't help that I'm just so doggone beautiful. And people, you know, they want to be all in my little inner circle. But yeah, I do have friends and stuff like that. I'm a very open person. I have a very open personality. You can ask me anything. I'll talk about anything. People say I tell too much of my business, but I feel like I don't live just for me. I live so I can share my experiences, share my feelings, share how I go through this, that, and the other. I've been married and divorced. My birthday is in October, so I'm a Libra. So go Libras. But I wanted to try to make this episode as interesting as possible. And it doesn't matter to me about, I want viewers, of course. I definitely want this to have way more purpose. But talking and getting things off of my chest is something that really helps. And I think that people should definitely try. So I dare you to get out a paper and pencil and write down just what happened in your day. Interesting things, uninteresting things, and things like that. Just write your stuff down. And I guarantee you, it helps with stress. It helps with depression. It helps with all types of things. I am a psychology major. I think that people really don't realize how big mental health issues is. And I definitely want to get into that as far as like, from a different perspective, not necessarily trying to educate anyone. I'm not a professional. I don't have a degree yet, but I just want to talk about the awareness and different things like that. But thanks for listening to my shit talking podcast, and you guys have a wonderful day, and please keep a smile on your face and be respectful and love each other. All right. Bye.